There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is there such a thing as sitting at attention? Can you do that, Jennifer?
Sit up straight?
Sit up straight. That's what your mother always said, and your teachers said, sit up straight in that chair. It allowed me to unbutton the dress of a young girl. No, it wasn't a dress. It was a blouse.
Perfect.
In the seventh grade, I was Karen Spencer sat in front of me, and I undid her the buttons on her blouse.
She wore her buttons in the back?
Yeah, there was a style back in heavens. I'm talking about a long...
No junior high girl now would be unsavvy enough to wear something that buttons in the back.
Jennifer Horn is here. Kate is not. I was thinking about Kate Moss. We better talk about her for a second. Let's see. Who else is here? Molly Page, the news sage. Ken Kessler, the info wrestler. McFadden's lurking around about the business of beach somewhere. So Kate Moss apparently was tossed off of a plane. As she had not nice things to say about the flight staff. So what was the... Why would poor little Kate Moss get booted or booted?
How do you say it? Angry.
Booted. What was she angry about?
No, hangry. Haven't you heard that new term that the kids use?
What does that mean?
That's when you're so hungry, you're angry. So that's
really?
Hangry, yes.
Oh, so you don't have enough blood in you. But these models are also skinny. Why would they worry about skipping yet another meal? Looks like they skip meals for months at a time.
Allegedly.
she had been detoxing for the past week, and apparently had then been drinking, and they didn't have her favorite sandwich, and she just lost her mind.
Really? Now, was the plane on the ground when she got kicked off, or did they give her a parachute?
They escorted her off.
All right.
By doing that, they took a fishing rod with her favorite sandwich on it and just dangled it in front of her, and she got off on her own accord. Follow that sandwich. Follow the roast beef, Kate.
All right, that's it. Okay, J. Dennis Hastert, the former House Speaker, is in the news yet again today. He's been, how long has he been out of sight? I remember talking about Denny Hastert for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to be in a courtroom today, charged with evading federal laws to make over $1.7 million in payments to an unidentified person. So people familiar with this case say the money went to a former male student to cover up allegations of Hastert molesting him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that basically the bottom line?
He was a wrestling coach or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a teacher and a wrestling coach. Here's what I don't get about this.
Okay, Rich.
The statute of limitations is far gone.
It's 35 years
right. Yeah, they cannot do anything about the sexual allegations. That's done.
Right.
Why stop him from paying the guy?
Are you saying this is inhumane?
I'm saying the guy should get some kind of...
Right, and why... if he goes to court, he's going to pay him off anyway, so just pay him off now.
The FBI is so, like, worried about themselves, and, oh, my goodness, he lied to us, that we're going to arrest him.
I think you're right.
They should have let him pay the guy and then arrest him.
All right, 888-3... Well, not arrest him at all. He's paying the price for being a pervert.
Right.
And so that's a lot of money to pay.
And maybe make him pay another $1 million.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about C-SPAN?
No.
Okay, so Denny was on C-SPAN, I think, like in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on C-SPAN, you can take live calls.
Yeah.
And so apparently someone called in and said, hey, Denny,
remember
how are
me?
Things in Wayward Pines or whatever?
Right.
This is Joe. Remember me? And so that's when they say the money started up again because this guy had kind of called him and found him and tracked him down and started threatening him.
Is what they should do with all those people.
Uh-huh.
Make them pay every cent they have.
Richie Wright, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken or Jennifer or Molly at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/today. Twitter today. Kenny, you got any comments on Hastert in our social media?
Yeah, here's one that I was wondering. Rhonda says, if this guy was a high school teacher and then a congressman, where did he get this kind of money?
Oh, ding, ding. He's now a, because he was Speaker of the House, yeah. He has lots of influence, right. So he's now a K Street lobbyist.
Right. Well, I think that's more the problem than him paying him off, is where'd the money come from?
Mm-hmm. Well, how many times you tell the story about LBJ? How many different people can you name who went into public service and when they came out, they were kajillionaires?
All of them.
Pretty much. That's why they get
into any position of power.
Except right. For the Clintons. Weren't they dead broke when they left?
Right, yeah.
Well, they ain't now by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, they claim to be.
Took them a while. Yeah. Dead. That's an interesting expression, isn't it? Dead.
That's what they
broke.
Said. Mm-hmm.
President Obama, speaking of presidents, attends the Catholic Hospital Association conference in Washington today to talk about what the health care overhaul has meant for millions of Americans. Well, according to the news today, it means old doctors better plan on getting out sooner because we don't want you if you're an old doctor. Get out. Do you see that? Out. Old physicians, they don't want you anymore because the crime you're committing is that you're old. That's it.
So what's the line between old and young?
Probably about 78.
I could Doug make it way after him.
Maybe 80. Maybe 85.
104.
102.
Not a day before.
Yes. I mean, there are a lot of people practicing medicine who have the skills. They can hold their hands steady. Their brain operates. Why is there an arbitrage? Like pilots. Hello, there are plenty of unfit pilots who are in their 50s and plenty of pilots who are in their 60s that
look
would do...
Look at the German wing guy who was 20.
Right, 20. He had no business being behind the controls of an airplane. Right. So it becomes specious and actually kind of stupid when you get right down to it. These sorts of things are crazy, but yet they're a part of this. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on. So is the Supreme Court, Molly, isn't there a... Well, who knows about this? Supreme Court is hearing, is it this week, stuff on more challenges to the health care plan? Or is this just stuff
that's
going on?
No, they've heard them. They just they'll decide soon.
Make, by the end of June, there'll be a rendering of a decision. That's it. Okay.
Right before they leave town.
Right. They need, that's a well-earned three-month vacation. What a great job. How much
work
is Supreme
for one
Court?
Month, get the rest of the year off.
I know. It's like Alex Trebek in Jeopardy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or what's his face? Sajak, same thing. Yeah, those are great gigs. For those of you who don't know, Sajak, and pretty much anybody who's doing game shows like that, I know the routine with both Trebek and Sajak. They report for duty about 21 or 22 days a year. They tape at least 5 episodes of whatever show they're doing, and they both make last count. They were, I think Alex just re-upped for 8 or 9 million. They both would be on parity with each other. I think I saw somewhere they make 14 million a year, somewhere in that vicinity. At any rate, not a bad gig. So what do you do for the rest of the year? Go out and spend the money that you made during that 1 month. 14 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on your health and well-being. As long as we're talking about health, the American Health Association says all Americans age 40 and over, Jennifer, don't produce enough nitric oxide. So maybe that's where we make the cut, at 40. You're done. Your life is over at 40. So let's see. Jennifer's the only one who still is alive. Richie, you're dead for all practical
yep,
purposes.
Done.
Kenny, you're done. Molly, cool. Finished. Me, good God. I'm surprised I'm even here breathing, given what some people say about...
It's the super beats.
Age. It is the super beats. How'd you know? That's right. Super beats. Better than regular beats. Better than beet juice. Better than getting beaten up.
Just beat
it. I didn't say that here. Super beats really... present the opportunity for you to feel your best, to act your best, to be your best. Your brain works so much better. It's all about blood flow, blood circulation, getting it around to your muscles, to your brain, to all of the instruments in your body that keep it running. Your all your organs, your spleen, which some people think you don't need, but when you take it out, you find you do. Or is it your bladder you need. The kidneys and the lungs and the liver, you know what I'm talking about. Everything, your heart, got to have all that blood. If you would like, this is almost, there are some people that have been measured after they take Superbeats that the blood flow increases by almost 50%. Energy, extraordinaire. Stamina, complete. Superbeats. Call 800-655-4183. It comes in a powder form, a little canister. You take a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water or juice, drink it, and wow, what a great feeling you're going to have. It does great. You can have it in the morning or at night. Now, at night, I guess it would be better if you're, depending on what you want to do, if you get my drift, you may want to have some Superbeats then.
Oh, Doug.
What? What's wrong with that?
So anyway.
Yeah. So, or nighttime, bright time, daytime, whatever it is, however it works. What do you mean, oh, Doug? 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Find out why I like them. I pretty much just explained.
You just explained.
Well, I made it that way. But anyway, you get a 30-day supply free with your regular order. The book that explains what the beats are all about. The beat goes on. Here we go. Get a free canister and also get the feeling. That's what you want. You know, I mean, this isn't expensive stuff. But when you're all done, when it's all said and done, you'll be telling other people about how great you feel. Richie does that all the time. So 800-655-4183, DougLikesBeats.com, either of those two things, to sort of create a new force in your life.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome. Mask, we're sponsored.
Oh, Beck, how was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of painful.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No, I don't.
Wonderful. I'll sign you up for a root canal reward. 10th one's free.
Big one?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the story of Albert Woodfox. This is the good news and the bad news rolled in together. Listen to this story about this fellow. Albert Woodfox was released from prison yesterday after 40 years in solitary confinement. He'd been in the Angola, Louisiana prison. He was there for 40 years, tried and convicted twice in the death of a prison guard. Both convictions have been overturned. He was ordered released yesterday. The evidence was tampered with or faulty, and it took him 40 years to figure that out. What do you think's going
back
on?
Back into life after that.
And what do you do after you? In 40 years of your life, if you live 80 years, half of your life in prison for something you didn't do. Unbelievable. God love the guy. Albert Woodfox will hold a good thought for him. 21 after the hour. Lots of good thoughts, hopefully, for you and yours today on Good Day.
twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
One Hit Wonder time.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Love it.
This is a moldy oldie.
This is kind of deep into the rap.
Yeah. You know who the artist is performing this song?
Huge.
888-302-3684 to qualify for our giveaway to the Sundara Spa. So it's called One of Us. American singer-songwriter. Was a top pop single hit during this week in 1995. What did you say, Richard?
You're going to love this story.
I know this
story.
You
don't remember it. You did?
And I remember this story, yeah. All right, so let's listen to the story without me giving away the lady who's singing, which I was just about to do.
God had a name. What would it be and would you call it to his face? If you were faced with him in all his glory, what would you ask if you had just one question?
If God had a name, what would it be? And what question would you ask God if you could? Think about that. And you can, yeah, maybe I'll pursue that a little bit later on. Right now what I'm pursuing is the name of this lady with this thoughtful song. Big, big hit. Only top number one song she ever had. 888-302-3684. Put your thinking caps on. I'll give you a little information about her. She was born in Anchorage, Kentucky, not Alaska. I didn't even know there was a place called Anchorage, Kentucky. Did you? It's a suburb of Louisville.
No.
Pretty affluent. She didn't have an interest in singing at all until she moved to New York to study at the film school in New York. She performed Billie Holiday's God Bless the Child in a local bar on an open mic night. And then after that, she became serious about singing. Her role models were Etta James and Ray Charles. She refused to give in to the demands of the traditional record label, so she formed her own label called Womanly Hips. Man, do I like her already.
That's right up your alley.
What a wonderful name for a group, Womanly Hips. She eventually gave in, signed with the major label that she became successful with. Her first album for this group was called Relish. It took over a year for this song to become an MTV and radio airplay hit. The album eventually sold over 3 million copies. She toured with the Funk Brothers.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And she was featured in the documentary about them standing in the shadows of Motown.
The Funk Brothers being the house band for the Motown.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Label.
And by the way, if you see the Brian Wilson movie, there's a lot of reference to the Wrecking Crew, which I thought was kind of cool.
They're actually a big part of the movie.
Yeah, yeah, they are a big part of the movie. You're right, Richie. Anyway, this lady decided to take herself out of the commercial limelight, but a couple of years ago released Bring It On Home, a collection of vintage blues and soul tunes, was nominated for a Grammy. She's a member of the group Trigger Happy at the moment. What is her name? 888-302-3684 to qualify for our drawing, which we held July 3rd. Accommodations at the Sandara Suites, very plush facility. You'll have a great welcome. You'll have great service every night, great meals, and the best thing is you'll be able to go to their spa and get the kind of treatment that you want. So it's a good deal all the way around. Okay, let's get. Am I running a little tight on time here, Richie?
Yes, you are. Quickly.
I get carried away with the song. Penny in Minnesota. Yes, what's the name of this lady?
Joan Osborne.
That is correct. Joan Osborne. Don't you like the song and the lyrics?
Yes. Yes, I do very much.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right, so you qualify for the drawing on July 3rd. Good luck to you. 28 after.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What to expect from your pet when you're expecting. Confusion, possible housebreaking regression. Before the baby arrives, these are important steps that every pet guardian should take. Socialize your dog or cat with kids. Let them watch children's TV. Take them to schoolyards. Make sure it's a positive experience. Familiarize your pet with the typical baby sounds and baby paraphernalia. Things like diapers, rattles, baby pad, or mobiles. A recording of an infant will help ready the pet for the baby's arrival. Correct any problems, because if the dog is not properly trained, when he sees the baby, he might go to jump playfully. You're going to say no, creating instant animosity. It's always a good idea to have a total veterinary examination beforehand. Make arrangements for pet care, because your everyday schedule probably not going to be the way it was. And make sure you stock up on toys and playthings. And most importantly, when everyone comes over the house to see the new baby, make them stop and play with the dog. Therefore, a positive relationship. I'll more next time.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 52.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Our thought for the day today, courtesy of Michael J. Fox on the Good Day program, optimism is a cure for many things. Michael J. Fox, responsible for that. I've added truth, trust, and faith into that mix. So you can put that trust and faith, especially a cure for many things. But hopefully you've got some good things going on in your life today and in your brain. Our effort is here to bring you up to date on what's going on in the world. A few thoughts and comments. Rich McFadden, our friend Kenny Kessler, Molly Page, who's become a member of the group. Jennifer Warren, we were earlier talking about what it takes to become a member of the Doug Club. And we've
blood.
Blood. Right, exactly.
And there's that subscription fee.
Yes, blood, sweat, and tears, as it were. So, Molly, you apparently have passed that test. So
there's no going back, is there?
No, there isn't. Before we get to a couple of the news stories, Molly's going to update us on the latest from the TSA. Wait till you hear this one. Woof. We were playing our one-hit wonder contest focused on a song from Joan Osborne. And in that song, which is called One of Us, she asks, if God had a name, what would it be? And then, what question would you ask God if you could? Do you realize how provocative those two questions really are? If God had a name, what would it be? And think about that for a second.
That song caused a lot of heat when it came out. Do you mean it did? They said she was being sacrilegious.
Yeah, yeah. This is the best. This is
God
the
doesn't
best
take
question.
A bus.
Yeah.
He uses an Uber. Like, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, as my dear friend has said on many occasions, as we think about the impact, certainly when I think about Charlotte, the old dog spelled backwards, right? Think about that if God had a name, I'd call it Charlotte. Is that sacrilegious? No, not at all, because I saw God in her. What question would you ask of God if you could? Jennifer?
Why?
Richie?
Yeah, why is great, but which why? I would probably say ask, what do you want me to do with my time here?
Kenny?
I'd probably ask for more time with those I love.
Molly?
I'd like a job where I can sleep in.
That's a request. That's not a question.
Why don't I have a job?
Yeah. Right. Why don't I have a job where I can sleep in? Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of that, let's get to the TSA. Once again, you're going to love this one, boys and girls. Love this one. Go ahead, Mal.
So an investigation by the Inspector General of the Homeland Security Department found that airport employees, dozens of them, got security clearance from the TSA even though they were on a terror watch list. Does this surprise anybody? I mean, really?
Oh, this is awesome.
God, these morons.
And as it turns out, this report found out that the TSA does not have access to the terror watch list data.
There you go.
Beautiful. That would have flagged 73 airport workers. That includes airport employees, airport vendors, and others with access to secure areas. Well, wasn't it last week when there was that big expose about the TSA letting in like 96% of the people that were?
Yeah, right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, 70, yeah. 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 Really? Bombs dropped to their back.
Yeah, surprise anybody.
All right, so I want to... Don't let me forget this thread. Richie, I want to go to outrage in a second. But first, Molly, let's tie in the Supreme Court striking down that law that allowed U.S. citizens born in Jerusalem to put Israel on their passports. This is awkward for some, it would appear. And so Congress passed the law saying the U.S. citizens born in Jerusalem should be able to list Israel as their birthplace.
But why the Supreme Court struck it down.
Right, but why was there an issue? Why would there be a question?
Sorry, go ahead. Oh, no, that's the area that everybody's arguing about between the Palestinians and the Israelis. So, you know, that's a big deal, and it's an insult, depending on which side you're on. If you say you're from Israel and you're actually from Jerusalem, and
Okay.
Because it's that contested area.
Huh. Okay, so now what happens to this?
Well, the president, rather than Congress, determines the nation policy and the status of Jerusalem.
Why? Is that a law in itself? Why does the president determine that? That's a lot of dead air here.
Well, it's just kind of the way it is that, I don't know why that is, but I know that the Supreme Court recognizes, they default to what the president recognizes. So this president, and maybe I'll get some reaction from other folks here, but this president isn't really pro-Israel.
No, he's not.
And so I would imagine that this is another blow to Israel and to Netanyahu and to what he thinks about us at this moment, because Obama doesn't recognize that your birthplace, if you're Jerusalem, he's not giving that one credit to Israel.
But the Supreme Court isn't necessarily pro-Obama, so if they decide that way, then what's the
President decides, so they're upholding that. Justice Kennedy.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. The question wasn't about Israel, it was about whether the president has the right to make that determination.
Justice Kennedy said the Constitution gave the president exclusive authority to determine the nation's status.
So it's not about Israel and the Supreme Court saying that. It's about the Supreme Court saying the administration has the authority to make those determinations. See, that's the nuance. Oftentimes with these things, there is a nuance that gets sort of distorted because of the ramifications of the decision. The decision isn't about Israel at all. The decision is about the president's authority to make a decision like that. Am I on firm ground here, I'm feeling.
Yes, I think so. I think that's what they're saying, yeah.
Okay, all right. Now let's circle back again to the earlier discussion of the TSA and our outrage at these sorts of things almost on a daily basis. You can find every day at least one, two, three, maybe four things that are new that day that will outrage you about where your money is going at the hands of these goons. Now, let's just step back for a moment and talk about outrage and the news media and how they are manipulating us. Richie made a good point when we were having a conversation off the air that I want to bring on the air about the black versus white, police versus whomever, and all of the attention that's being paid to the outrages of police and their brutality against these white kids, white cops beating up on black kids. And the latest incident of this is this pool party that took place over the weekend, and as Richie described them, and I think aptly so, if you look at the video, these punks who are just there to make trouble. That was it. Just push it and push it and push it. Now, whether the white cop was right in doing what he did...
The cop was overzealous, there's no doubt.
The question, yeah, the cop was overzealous.
Over
but,
the top.
But we get this portrayal, and I'm becoming sensitive to this as well because of what some people think about my feelings regarding the police. I would say to that one officer and to that police department, you do a sucky job training your officers because there's no way that should have happened. But
if you look at the video, the
having
other cop
said
that,
wait a minute.
That
having said that, the situation with that video and what you see and what more often than not is portrayed in many of these videos that you now can see, because everybody's videoing everything, is that there is, in this circumstance, the doubt comes on what in the name of God these kids were doing there in the first place,
they
and why it was allowed to get as far as it got.
They weren't all out of control, and that's why people called the police, because some of the kids that were going
were
to this pool party were. They were starting fights, they were jumping the fence, and up until that point, it seemed like an okay pool party, and so that's why the police
were called. Wasn't an okay pool party. They weren't welcome. They didn't have approval to have a party there.
I said up to that point.
Well, but they were supposed to be there in the first place.
They, without even talking to the community or the pool, they decided to throw a party and then sent out, the DJ was sending out invitations on Twitter, and all of a sudden this party just overtook this pool, and it was outside. They were selling alcohol, and then everybody started jumping the fence, and that's when it all got out of control, and the police were called.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, you
well,
have an overzealous
cop. Well, I didn't read everybody was jumping the fence. I read people were jumping the fence and starting fights, and that's when the police were called.
You know what? There's just too much of this. I mean, kid, with the old kids will be kids, and they're getting into trouble.
What strikes me is that there is a lack of respect, and I think this is in a lot of young people now, because they've had a pretty easy life, and because even the poor people in America still have cell phones. I think that there is just such a lack of respect.
Let me end the conversation with this, Jennifer, okay? With you having said that, think about it this way. Where would we be if it wasn't for all of this institutional communication that we all have now? Was this, and this is the question that there is no answer to, was it always this bad and nobody called it because nobody really knew it, nobody saw it, nobody had a record of it?
Well, the black community will say they have a voice now.
Well, and that's not bad because there are a lot of injustices,
right.
Richie.
Yeah, absolutely.
That need to
Eric
be the Garner most...
should not be dead right now.
I mean, you look at any number of things. The black guy was in solitary for 40 years that was tried twice and convicted on bad evidence, and he gets out of jail. There's too much of that, and it has to do with our own insecurities about those who are different from us, whether the color of our skin, our religion, our wealth. Yes, Richie.
Is that the media is playing
media
us.
They're
taking every single one of these cell phone videos,
so,
and they're running with it
does that
and
mean,
trying to stir it up.
Does the media and all of this electronic guidance that we have, does it end the greatness that we have in our country? Is the country's experience over? Is our great experiment
no.
over?
No. No.
Okay. I'm just asking.
It's the conversation that we can have that makes it even better. And it's the things that need to be fixed that we can fix.
Yeah.
Because there
but
are...
be aware of it.
There are terrible things going on out there that need to be fixed.
But there's also stupid stuff like the TSA and the fact who's getting hired and the guys... I mean, that
that's
kind of stuff should
we're,
not
that's where we're done.
Be going on. 15 before the hour. Jennifer checks television news next year on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on all HP inkjet printers. Offer ends 6/13/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Okay. Television time on Good Day. Showtime, Jennifer, is timing the debut of a standalone over-the-top streaming service to the launches of their new Ray Donovan and Masters of Sex shows. $10.99 a month. What does it cost for Netflix?
It's very much like HBO On the Go, which has had a lot of success. So Showtime is trying to copy that model. And, yeah, you'll see a price probably anywhere between $8 and $10. Showtime said that it will be available, the streaming service will be available through Roku, through the PlayStation View cloud TV service. So that means that if you do not have traditional cable TV, Dougie, and you have Roku, you can now get access to Showtime programming through the app that's going to be available there.
Roku.
Plus, you can take it with you on your cell phone.
That was the kind of rash I had. Roku. All right.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Anyway, is Apple going to get
July,
into this?
Apple cell phone mobile devices. Right. July 12th is the launch date. It's going to cost $10.99 per month. I think it's going to come down a couple bucks.
Three Stooges in the news. Again, what we need is another Three Stooges show.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, we've had the TV show. We've had the movie. Why not do an animated series? So Larry, Moe, and Curly are going to be back. They're going to be introduced to a whole new generation of fans as the Three Stooges animated series is getting put together right now. There are 52 episodes. Each will be 11 minutes, and they're going to have that same family appeal with all the slapstick comedy that the classic Three Stooges had, now just available in animated form so that, you know, because now I think it might be PC to have, like, the Three Stooges hitting each other over the head with a lead pipe, don't you think? In a cartoon, you can do that, but live action, people be like, oh, that Larry hates Moe.
All right, so let's see what else you get. Nah, that's a Chucker story. That's not a TV. I don't think that's a TV story. It is
Netflix.
A film.
It's Netflix.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, I guess I gotta stand aside for this.
I'm going to give you a sneak peek here.
Okay.
Netflix has acquired distribution rights to a new movie called The War Machine. It stars Brad Pitt as a four-star U.S. military general.
Is this just for them, or is this going to be a theatrical release? Not a theatrical release.
Not a theatrical release.
How do they come up with
$30 million to make it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The budget for these things, Netflix must have a lot of cash.
Duh. Hashtag duh.
Ah, you disrespectful little point.
I love you.
I love you too.
Blythe Danner and Linny Renee. Is that her name? Linny? I don't know who that
Lynn.
Is.
Lynn Renee.
Lynn?
Yeah, Lynn.
With it, no other N?
I think so. I don't know. Wait, who cares? We know
who cares?
Who she is.
Blythe Danner. Danner. We know her.
She is, yeah.
She's joined the cast of ABC's Madoff miniseries, City Island. Helmer Relmond de Felida directs the project. Exactly. Hey,
all right.
Blythe Danner back on TV. That's the headline.
The bottom line. Thank you. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
Mr. McFadden gets concerned about because he is my back, or he's looking at it, or has it, or in some way, shape, or form, he's my conscience. He says, if you spend too much time talking about cars, you'll lose the women.
All I know is what Jennifer tells me, and whenever we talk about cars for more than one or two stories, her eyes glaze over.
All right.
Unless it's about color or cup holder, I don't want to hear about it.
I think these are the story we have to lead off here has nothing to do with color or cup holders, unless Molly
that's a little too girly, Jen.
Give me a break.
I'm just going to be quiet because Molly knows what I'm thinking because she knows where the story's going. In a moment, the headline from Car Talk here on Good Day.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus crisp and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
All right, let's find our way into a problem. You know what I'm all about here. There are problems and there are solutions. So when there's a problem, you try to find the solution to the problem, right?
Right.
Reasonable.
There's a woman in Philadelphia who said she was tired of the lack of female auto mechanics. So she has started the Girls Auto Club. Her name is Patrice Banks. She has become a mechanic. She went to school. She said she was dumbfounded, and Molly was right on this because she was talking earlier about she had a motorcycle, and she could never get anybody to work on her motorcycle because they didn't take her seriously. And so this is just a story that sort of follows up on this. Miss Banks is 34. She was an engineer at DuPont, self-described auto airhead, who would rather get her nails done than protect an asset worth tens of thousands of dollars, that is her car. How about this, Jennifer? My car would need an oil change, but I'm going to get a mani-pedi instead. What is it, a mani-pedi? It's a mani-pedi, right. Mani-pedi. Okay. Shows you how much I'm paying attention to people I know who get them. Anyway, I knew I wasn't the only one out there. About 6 years ago, she looked for a female auto mechanic to find help but couldn't find one. She decided to go to school to become a mechanic, taking classes at the community college. After 2 years, she got a diploma in automotive technology. She says there have been lots of changes in her life since then. She started the Girls Auto Club a couple of years ago, offers workshops and consulting for women. She wants to educate women so they feel confident taking care of their car. So how often is this the case? I can certainly sympathize with this because I know a lot of people who had the same problem that she does. Jennifer, how well respected do you think you are when you go to the garage to get your car taken care of? Seriously.
Probably not very, but here's the thing. I don't go to the this is why this would be a non-issue for me because I am one of those dumb leasers. Hmm. And one of the dumb reasons why I lease is because I don't want to have to deal with servicing. So when I go into my Lexus dealership, hand them the keys, they tell me what's scheduled, they take care of it, I don't pay for it, it's already included in my lease, and I walk into the lounge and check my email. I mean,
okay, they love people like you because they can gouge the hell out of you.
Yeah.
All right, so that's one. All right. So
thank you.
Then, Molly, your experience with the motorcycle.
Right?
Molly drives an older car, but the motorcycle story is more...
It's not that old.
Well, I'd say, well, yeah, but
2003, it's not ancient, but I have had a 65 Thunderbird,
yeah,
and I had a Formula Firebird, and...
So you like to drive cars. So I when like you go
cars.
To the mechanic, or do you know enough about it yourself so that you change your own oil and you do that sort of thing?
I changed my own oil on the Thunderbird. It was really difficult to find anyone who could work on that, and that was, you know, before the internet, so you couldn't just order parts online.
Right.
But the Harley that I had, and I had it long before a lot of women started riding, I couldn't get a man to work on it because it was so taboo for a woman to own one.
Really? There you go. Mm-hmm. So, those of you who are wives, this is the new, what is it called? The Wives Club. This is the Girls Auto Club.
Girls Auto Clinic.
Auto Clinic, yeah. I think this is terrific, frankly. So what do you say about that, Richie? Women didn't tune out when I talked about that.
Rock and roll.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.